USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rudy Giuliani said Wednesday that he had satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in Atlanta, Georgia, after President Trump called out election irregularities in the Peach State. Abortions in North Carolina are no longer legal after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for urgent medical emergencies. U.S. District Judge William Osteen ruled Wednesday. With the Biden administration open border policy adding millions and millions of people to America's fragile power grid, California has urged residents to cut power use as a heat wave settles over the state and stretches power supplies to a breaking point. Temperatures in the Golden State are forecast to climb to well above 100 degrees Fahrenheit during the afternoon. State employment and unemployment numbers will be released tomorrow by the government. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Cotton harvest this year in the United States will not be good.
Southwestern cotton growers are abandoning millions of parched acres that they planted in spring, prompting forecasts for the weakest U.S. harvest in more than a decade and sending prices sharply higher. The severe drought and some of the hottest weather on record have scorched cotton fields and are driving a historically high level of abandonment in the Southwest, according to the USDA. U.S. agriculture forecasters expect drought-struck farmers to walk away from more than 40% of the 12.5 million acres they sowed with cotton and harvest the smallest area since Reconstruction. Back then in 1868, yields per acre were less than a fifth of what they are today, but the market for cotton was vastly smaller, too.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
NASA's next-level moon rocket arrived on the launch pad Wednesday ahead of its debut flight in less than 2 weeks. NASA is aiming for an August 29th liftoff for the unmanned lunar test flight. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The Constitution, through the Fourth Amendment, protects people from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort says bad people are running the country right now.
I always lived by the law books, what the law books taught me, which was that the system was fair, the scales of the justice were balanced, and everybody was treated the same, regardless of any issue. I was wrong. This deep state was very frightened of Donald Trump, and they did everything they could to try and destroy him. And people like myself and Roger were means to that end, where they came after us to try and get us to capitulate and give them Donald Trump, which neither of us would do because it wasn't true.
If you've been trying to buy a car, you know how expensive they have become.
The average car loan is climbing to a record high of $702 a month. That's the first time the average ever topped $700, according to New Edmunds data. The senior manager of insights for the online car resource calling it inevitable, considering how much people are financing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.